The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A three-year-old clings to life after falling out a window in Glendale, Queens.
The girl falling out of a second-floor window in the building on Myrtle Avenue about 7 last night. She remains in critical but stable condition this morning. Plenty of eyewitnesses, including Jim Garda, who works on a business on the first floor below, and he came running out.
Very upsetting. Very upsetting and very depressing. And wondering what was going on, where the parents were, and, just it's unfortunate. Very sad.
Police are asking the same questions. They want to know where the child's parents or guardian were at the time. And when EMS arrived, the girl was unconscious. She was rushed to Cohen's Children's Medical Center. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Glendale, Queens.
Another fatal shooting in the Bronx. This was at 2158 Aqueduct Avenue, where police found 23-year-old Raina Caceres with a gunshot wound to the eye. So far, no word what happened there and no suspect. Police out with photos of a man they're looking for in that triple shooting we told you about yesterday. It was just before 1 Wednesday morning when two men and a woman were shot during some kind of argument near East 168th and Grand Concourse. You can see those photos on the Crime Stoppers X page. That bill that sets up buffer zones for protesting outside houses of worship, it is now the law after state lawmakers approved it. Governor Hochul put her signature on that this week. In addition to establishing 50-foot security perimeters, the legislation also makes it a crime to block the entrance. President Trump weighing in on the protesting outside the Delaney Hall ICE Detention Center in Newark without evidence at a cabinet meeting, the president claiming.
These aren't protesters. These people are fake. They're all paid for.
This former detainee was among the demonstrators and listed just some of the issues at the site.
Food containing worms or in a state of decay. Unresolved issues, particularly the bathrooms, which are terrible and inhumane conditions. Ventilation problems.
A number of the detainees are on a hunger strike, and Congressman Adriano Espaillat says they're now being targeted.
Repercussions and retaliations have been launched against the people in the hunger strike. We were informed that 13 of them were moved out since the hunger strike began.
Homeland Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen with this to say about that.
When there was only a handful of individuals that was refusing to eat because they want their ethnic group or their ethnic right food, well, they go back to their country and get whatever food they want.
As for New Jersey Senator Andy Kim having been pepper sprayed during a demonstration, Mullen said, quote, "I'm sorry, you probably shouldn't have been there." The secretary also mulling an evasive maneuver that would pretty much paralyze New York, Newark, and other major Democratic-majority cities. The plan would be to stop customs processing of international flights. Yeah, you heard that right.
We are currently, which we're not initiate yet, but we're currently drawing up plans to say, listen, in these sanctuary cities where the radical left Democrats aren't allowing us to do our job and enforce federal laws, then we shouldn't be processing international flights into their cities either.
That's Mullen on Fox News. If it happens, experts say, because it's not possible to just divert those planes to other airports, the airlines would have no choice but to cancel a massive number of flights. Starting today, Kennedy Airport is one of less than a handful where people traveling from countries impacted by the Ebola outbreak will be allowed back into the United States. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says that process will include being screened for symptoms.
We cannot and will not allow any cases of Ebola to enter the United States. And so the State Department and other agencies represented here, the Centers for Disease Control, HHS, others are working very, very hard to contain this crisis to the countries where it's currently located, particularly the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
The other airports are Washington Dulles, Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson, and Houston's George Bush Airport overseas. Meantime, Uganda ordered the immediate closure of its border with Congo. Turns out the airports around here are not the priciest in the land. That distinction belongs to Washington Dulles, where the average airfare is $439.39. Salt Lake City International was second, followed by Charlotte Douglas, San Francisco, and George Bush Houston. JFK ranked ninth. the average plane ticket costing $404.59, Newark 13th at $397.45, LaGuardia way lower on the list at number 39, your average cost for a ticket out of there $333.25. Preventing creeps from acting like, well, creeps. Some big names, including Gloria Steinem, Amanda Seyfried, and Margaret Cho, have all signed a letter urging Albany lawmakers to pass a bill aimed at making this happen.
The Creep Act, or
Ceasing Repeated and Extremely Egregious Predatory Behavior Act,
targets a loophole in New York's anti-stalking laws. Assemblywoman Jessica Gonzalez-Rojas introduced that bill, she says.
Right now, if you are a victim of stalking, but the perpetrator is not a family member or an intimate partner, there's no way to get an order of protection.
What victims end up doing? Filing police reports.
Hope the police take it seriously, pursue the case, find the person, and then bring them to charges.
Instead, it allows judges to issue temporary order of protections without arrest. And New York would be the 44th state to pass a similar bill. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Happy the Elephant has died. This was the 55-year-old elephant made famous for recognizing her own reflection. Bronx Zoo Interim Director Craig Piper.
She was an extraordinary ambassador for elephants, period. The Wildlife Conservation Society is one of the leaders working on both Asian and African elephant conservation around the world. And it's such an impactful thing for people to see an elephant in person.
Happy had been at the Bronx Zoo for nearly half a century. She was humanely euthanized on Tuesday due to serious age-related conditions, including reduced kidney and liver function, and what a necropsy revealed were large, inoperable uterine tumors that are just impossible to diagnose in elephants with traditional imaging.
She didn't have the quality of life at this point in time, and our veterinarians and animal care staff, you know, considered the options. And basically, a few weeks ago, we put her in what we would say is hospice care, where you're not trying to cure the conditions, you're trying to maintain comfort.
Happy was the subject of a lawsuit by animal advocates who had sought to have her declared a person. That didn't happen. 20 years ago, the Wildlife Conservation Society decided to stop acquiring pachyderms. They still have another big girl.
Patty's doing well. So Patty is 57 years old, and she is active, and she chooses to go out on exhibit and spend her time there. So people have been enjoying her. And, you know, we continue to monitor her care and welfare.
Patty is now their last remaining elephant after Maxine passed in 2018.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.